We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, use weapons for things that are probably not in America's interests.
Well, the disconcerting aspect of this is that we are allowing people to use quote-unquote freedom of religion when they're actually more so leaning toward the institution of a theocratic political ideology and sedition here in the United States of America. And they are training to conduct terrorist attacks against American citizens. Everyone knows that was what was going on now in Mexico, and the one that was recently discovered down in Tuskegee, Alabama, that I wrote about, is a replication of the training facility they had out in New Mexico. I remember about a camp called Islamburg that was up in upstate New York, and I've talked to people, and the same thing is happening in Tennessee and in Georgia. So, you know, again, this is where, you know, our homeland security should be focused, and we need to make sure that we're not allowing these type of facilities to happen. Just the same, Annie, we should not allow Islamic centers like what we saw in Philadelphia, where the children are being indoctrinated singing songs about murdering people and violence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I think that we see people in political positions who have the platform to stand up and talk, and they'll use those kinds of instances to try to defend a religion. And if you are to criticize anything that comes with it, then you're bigoted in some way. So they say that enough and they do that enough that people stop criticizing it. People don't want to stand up against it because they're afraid of, you know, God forbid you be labeled as a racist. God forbid you be labeled as a bigot. And so people stop challenging it. They win that messaging battle. But at the same time, it's hard to be a Christian in this country right now because Christians are not allowed to be Christians without also being bigoted. Isn't this kind of a bad oxymoron when it comes to how we treat one religion politically and how we treat the other?
Well, absolutely. It's as if we give one faith belief a very wide berth and the other one, they get a very narrow corridor. I mean, you can't even, you have to go before the Supreme Court if you say you don't want to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding. That's how insidious it has become. But yet we can have people that are here in the United States of America that are talking about, you know, things and actions and principles and values that are the antithesis of who we are as a constitutional republic. We have, you know, elected members of Congress that, you know, you already mentioned Representative Ilhan Omar, that would be at an organization like the Council for American Islamic Relations and, you know, saying that 9/11 was some people that did something. But, you know, you can't criticize or say anything about that. Or Representative Rashida Tlaib and some of the statements and assertions that she's made. So I think that there comes a time when American people have to understand is that we're not saying that you cannot practice your faith belief here in the United States of America, but when you believe in a system, a political system, an ideological belief that is contrary to who we are as a constitutional republic, then we have to start asking some very hard questions. And let me remind you, there were people that saw very nefarious things and questionable things going on at the home of Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik. Those were the two shooters in San Bernardino. But when people were asked them why did they not say anything, they said, like what you just mentioned, they didn't want to be criticized. They didn't want to be called Islamophobic or anything like that.
It's too frightening sometimes to put yourself in that position. We're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, Fox News contributor and an author and a media contributor. Lots of accolades that you have received. You've been in government. You've served in the House. I want to play for you this clip from Representative Omar.
Religious fundamentalists are currently trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society, all with complete disregard for voices and the rights of American women. Their recent efforts, like those in Alabama, in Georgia, are only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women for simply existing, to punish us when we don't conform to their attempts to control us.
I take specific issue when people try to say that pro-life issues are religious issues. There is nothing religious about wanting to protect a heartbeat, and trying to discard it that way is really dismissive of the human rights that are being violated here. But nonetheless, I believe that Representative Omar and Tlaib and Ocasio-Cortez have certainly used their position in the House of Representatives and religion that they subscribe to try to put policy in front of the American people. Are they guilty here of accusing one side of that with which they are guilty themselves?
Well, the thing which you have to come to understand is that based upon how they feel, your rights are not a right unless it is in concert with their ideological belief. So your constitutional rights, Second Amendment right, that's not a real right. When you look at the inalienable rights that are granted to us from our Creator, that's in our Declaration of Independence, the very first one is life. But that's not a real right because their ideological right says that we want to be able to murder unborn and now even born babies. And so I would just ask, you know, Representative Omar, you know, where was her reaction when the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, signed into law basically an infanticide law?
Yeah.
I didn't hear her come out and say anything about that. And you're not going to hear them say anything about Governor Ralph Northam, who is still in position as the governor of Virginia. You know, all of those, you know, feigned outrage about him stepping down.
Yeah, if he were a Republican, he wouldn't have lasted that crisis for sure.
He wouldn't have lasted the day, okay? Not to mention, you know, the weeks that it went on. So, no, these people are hypocrites to the highest degree and the highest level.
You've had a 22-year career in the United States Army. You've served, you've won medals and accolades, and now you've come back here on the home front and you've run and won elected official position. And now you see these people who almost 10 years later are serving in that same chamber that you did. In the course of time that you've been serving this country, which is decades, how do you feel America right now is handling the idea of jihadism and Islamic extremism and putting all of that in the context of a politically correct society?
Well, I think we're failing, without a doubt. I mean, the fact that we have these Islamic terrorist training camps in our country, but even more so, I mean, think about the American Taliban, John Walker Lynn, that we just released from prison. You know, Michael Spann was a former Marine officer and also CIA operative, and he lost his life because of John Walker Lynn in that prison uprising by the Taliban in Afghanistan that Lynn had information about but did not convey. And John Walker Lynn still is praising and supporting ISIS. So why would we let this person out? Why would we allow a person like Bill Bergdahl to go free, who, you know, you want to talk about collusion? The Taliban doesn't keep you for 5 years unless you're working alongside with them. And he did not look like he had been tortured or had any type of physical abuse or any deprivations. But yet he gets to walk free. And we have men and women, or young men, rather, that are sitting in prison because they went out there and killed the enemy. So I don't think that we have come to a real realization. And also, you understand, we have never classified the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. And if we would just take that step, we would do so much to preclude these groups like CARE, the Muslim American Society, Islamic Society of North America, all of these groups that are affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas from operating freely in the United States of America. The Council for American Islamic Relations has an office on Capitol Hill. Now, this is an unindicted co-conspirator in the largest Islamic terrorist funding case in the U.S. history, the Holy Land Foundation case. And they have an office on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, it's shocking to know that. We know that there are tensions in Iran right now and a lot of terrorism harbored there. Do you have confidence in President Trump to handle this situation appropriately and in the best interest of the United States?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the most important thing, we don't have a president that's writing a $150 billion check to the largest funder of Islamic terrorism in the world, and that being Iran. So we're taking a harder stance. We're reimposing those economic sanctions. We have negated that unilateral executive action of President Obama called the Iranian Nuclear Agreement. And we're showing them that we want peace, but we want peace through strength.
Yeah, amen. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, thank you so much. Online at theoldschoolpatriot.com and follow him on Twitter at Alan West. You will not regret that follow. And make sure you check out his book, Hold Texas, Hold the Nation. You can get it, I'm sure, at Amazon and probably on your website, I would imagine.
Yes, you can. And also at Barnes & Noble, some of those.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the time today. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. Honor Memorial Day. Thank you, Annie.
Absolutely. We appreciate being able to speak to him today. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Tim joins. Well, Tim does join us.
He does.
Tim jones us in studio. That's what I was going for.
Tim's is jonesing us.
Is it Friday? Or is today Tuesday? Because my Wednesday felt like Friday because I took Wednesday off. And then I had to keep remembering that the next day was Thursday, and that was as disappointing equally every time I remembered it. But today is actually Friday.
It is.
All day. That's fantastic.
I was confused, too.
That's okay. I'm clearly still confused. I'm going to get my stuff together here over the break and come back and try to string together words that make sense with one another with Tim Jones joining us in studio. See? I'm better already. We'll be back in a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.